Do you have problems sleeping? Do you have weird dreams you can't explain? Well, Vinny was talking about this on his Monday night show, which broadcasts on Radio Ulster. He decided to monitor his own sleep, God help us, for a couple of days. And he used a sleep recorder app. Apparently it listens out for noises you make at night. My goodness, if there are children listening now, please, please turn off the radio. We really had to heavily edit this, to be honest, and I'm sure you can understand why. I don't need to spell it out to you. Really heavily edit this. But Vinny recorded some of the stuff that we can broadcast. Here's what happened. Mr. Sandman,
bring me a drink. Alas, this is not me, but one of my dogs, Thor, the pug. Boy, can he snore. Apparently then, in my sleep, I decided to get up and check on my phone. I have no memory of this at all. Back to sleep for me, and time for some nonsense chat.
Are you all supposed to cover or what? Johnson.
This is still Thor. Honestly, it's not me.
No, I don't want to. Tuesday, no?
Not to be outdone, my other dog was clearly dreaming too. Then, apparently, it was time for me to get up and get in the wardrobe. Once again, no memory of this at all. I always have time for a song, apparently, even in my sleep. Then myself and Thor thought we'd try and outdo each other with a bit of snoring.
Why did you record your dog snoring rather than you or whoever sleeps with
you
snoring?
You were clearly not listening because there was me snoring, there was
yes,
me talking.
But you concentrated on the dog.
No, I didn't. I included the dogs because I have two dogs and they sleep in their bed in my room. So hence when that thing picks up.
You have two dogs sleeping in your bedroom?
Yes. They sleep in their bed in the corner of my room. What's weird about that? Some people sleep with their dogs in their bed. Or on top of their bed. Garth has a Shih Tzu and it sleeps at his feet under the blankets. Like a funny hairy pillow.
So you're
what is, why are you looking at me like that? What's weird about this?
Your two dogs
yes.
sleep in the bedroom.
Yes.
And they snore.
Well, one of them does. I have a pug who snores a lot. He's got like sinus things.
And you don't buck it out?
No. Sometimes I have to shout at him and get up and wake him.
Who, the dog?
Yes, because he snores so loud. What's weird about that? Did you have a dog when you were a child?
Yeah, Smokey.
And did it sleep in the house or where did it sleep?
Absolutely not.
So it was an outside dog, was
yes,
it? Absolutely. Well, I think that's mean.
Do you?
If you've got a dog, you might as well show it some attention and treat it nice.
Anyway, this item was supposed to be about people's...
sleep. So your sleep habits.
Sleep.
So in that, because clearly you're just distracted by the fact there's a dog in my room.
Yes.
So I was up sleepwalking. I know I do this a lot anyway. I don't sleep very well.
Did you really get into
stressed.
A cupboard?
Well, I get up and I try to get into the wardrobe. But I get up.
Really?
Yes.
Or did you do that just for
nope.
to get on the programme?
Nope. It was genuine. And I get up and check my phone. I get up all the time.
So what would happen
at like 3
you...
in the morning or something and try and get dressed for work. I think it's time for work. And I'm not really awake. And about 2 weeks ago I got up because the first thing I do in the morning is take my dogs out to the toilet. 6 in the morning, and I would at 3 o'clock in the morning I woke up and I was standing in the backyard and I got up in the morning, woke the dogs and brought them downstairs and was standing outside in my boxers, in the rain, and then I woke up, realised, I was like, what are you doing down here?
Well, you're lucky you wear them. What if I had this affliction? I don't wear anything when I'm sleeping.
Well, I'm not quite sure how to respond to that. You've got a lot of glass in your house, so there's a lot of concerning issues there that we maybe shouldn't go into.
I'm interested in what you do in your sleep, if you do weird things in your sleep.
Yeah.
So if you want to pick up the phone.
Do you not sleepwalk or talk?
No, I do not. Absolutely not. When I sleep, I sleep. 08459 555 678. What's this dopey message?
2p per minute, it'll cost you plus your network's access charge. I don't know how you can't remember that.
Let's know about your... Do you know what happened to me, by the way? Just while we're on this, then we'll move on. Because yes. Angela Epstein is waiting, and she gets a wee bit prickly.
She does. She doesn't. That's terrible.
Does.
I know she does not.
If we keep her waiting.
Angela,
Angela, good morning.
Good morning. Prickly.
I know you get prickly, so hold on a minute.
You should get prickly now because he's being mean to you.
You should be so lucky to know that I get prickly.
Hold on a little minute, Angela, before I tell my story. Do you know, and this evidence is on Twitter. In fact, we will retweet this as evidence. Do you know what happened last week?
Uh-huh.
So I fly back and forward to Five Live. Okay?
I think I've seen this.
Every Friday.
Yes.
And I am trained that as soon as I hit the seat of the plane...
Mm-hmm.
I fall asleep because that's how I catch up with my sleep before I
go
to
nap.
The England job, right? Some lunatic took a selfie in front of me while I was sleeping with him doing a big thumbs up.
So you could see him. You could see you behind him in the picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
With me with my mouth open.
Uh-huh. He's got his head against the window, snoring, dribbling, a little bit of saliva running down his chin. And it was a very fetching picture of you.
Now surely that's out of order.
No.
Angela and Tina Calder in here for the next item. Is it out of order for someone to take a selfie in front of me, with me in it, with my mouth wide open, without my permission?
Absolutely not, Stephen. You put yourself in the public eye. You have to take what comes with fame.
Exactly. You see, Tina's right. That's just how it works.
Angela?
Well, the thing is that every day we take photographs of ourselves and other people in the background. I think it's what he actually did with the photograph, which is more of an issue.
He leaned over. I'm sleeping. So this guy leaned over to get himself in shot in front of me, sucking air.
Stephen, do you not have a sense of humour?
I was raging. I was absolutely raging.
Yeah, I actually sympathise with you, Stephen. I do sympathise with you. Yeah, just because you're in the public eye, it doesn't mean that you don't have some recourse to privacy.